Now let's get a street view of the country of Senegal, where people may have heard of TV shows like American Idol and X Factor, but they don't really need those shows because they have their own local version, a hugely popular televised beauty contest. In this show, it's not about how well you work the runway, sing, or dance. It's all about the curl of your horn, the gloss of your coat, how well you bleat. It's a beauty contest for sheep. To better understand this Senegalese phenomenon, we called upon NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan. Of course, she's in the capital, Dakar.
The nationwide search is on for the most handsome ram in Senegal. This is the signature tune of a television pageant show called Kharbi, which means this sheep in Wolof, the local lingua franca. The show has captured the imagination of the Senegalese with record audiences. Now in its fourth season, Kharbi has kind of gone viral, says its creator and my guide, Marianne Bachili.
One day it just hit me that, okay, there is a dog competition, cat competition in America or in Europe. So we must have our sheep competition, because this is what we like. Here in Senegal, sheep and ram are our pets, you know?
Televised regional heats selecting the prize rams have been running in the build-up to this week's Eid al-Kabir Muslim holy day. There's growing anticipation ahead of the broadcast of the finale of Kharbi. Bachili explains the link between religion and the Senegalese fondness for sheep.
Sheep, you know, is a sacred animal, because when Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son to prove his faith, the ram, the magic animal, has appeared and sacrificed itself in the place of Abraham's son. So this is the reason why here in Senegal we believe that having a sheep in the house is protecting the house.
Bachili says the specially bred competition rams are not the ones reared for the pot that will feature on Eid menus this weekend. The atmosphere at Obelisk Square in Dakar is festive. Djodji Xavier Ngom from Kaolack is with his regional finalist Ngomez. He strokes the ram lovingly on its head.
It's called Ngomez.
Did you fall in love with Ngomez?
Yes, a lot.
Ngom says sheep are good company, like brothers. Owners proudly parade their finalists. Glossy coats brushed to perfection, curly horns burnished, and sheep bells tinkling as the rams are weighed and inspected by the judges.
Ce qu'on recherche dans le mouton idéal ici au Sénégal.
Dr. Racine Sambassou is the head of the national jury and uses strict criteria. Judges measure the rams and make sure they're healthy. 16 rams from all over Senegal line up for the finals. The winner is bleating for a prize worth about $4,000, says Marianne Bachili. She says the show is hoping to raise the standard of sheep breeding in Senegal as prospective buyers and breeders come knocking.
Because for all the people that are participating to Kharbi, you know, it's a seal of quality. You will be selling the lamb, yes, will be more value.
This year's runner-up is Alassane from the Medina, and the winner, Boy Serer, a good looker from Dakar's Sikat neighborhood. Boy Serer's many supporters are ecstatic. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Dakar.
Ecstatic, aren't we all? It's Morning Edition from NPR News.